hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ in the studio with me today. We're reminiscing about our trip to Grenada, looking at the pictures of the mud bath. That was, I got to say, out of all of our topside adventures, from the hashing, which was hiking through the mountains and rainforest of Grenada. That's what they call hashing.
Okay, I used to call that was something else.
Yeah, I can imagine. We had, you know, the mermaid contest, and or we went tubing. We were pulled by a ski boat on a tube.
That was fun.
These were some surface interval activities that were quite unique, but nothing came close to the mud bath excursion we had on Carriacou, the sister island of Grenada. Now, the folks at Lumbadive were the ones who hooked us up with this. And basically, there's an island off the coast of Carriacou where the ocean washes over the surface of the land, and the muck from the trees or something, or I don't know if it's volcanic or what. But
thanks for taking notes. That'll help us a lot.
Well, they said it was a muck. I thought it was like a volcanic type substance, like a clay, a volcanic clay. But when they explained it to me, they said it was
gritty?
More like a muck. No, it was very smooth. No rocks or pebbles or anything like that.
You know what?
But it was dark as coal. I mean, it was like putting, look at the pictures on the website. It looks like we're covered in tar, doesn't it?
Looks like you're covered in frog poop.
Well, actually, crab poo. After we rubbed all this stuff all over us, which is what they said you do. They said, by the way, I didn't want to tell you this, but we had got this a couple days ago because we couldn't get to the island today. So we had to kind of plan this out a little bit in advance. And we got three buckets of the black goo to pour all over you guys.
Now, after they told you to do this, did they laugh really, really hard?
Well, he said, and we set it out, and this morning there were thousands of crabs that were coming out of the mud. But we didn't want to tell you that until after you had rubbed it all over you.
So, and you, according, I mean, looking at these pictures.
So is crab poo, is my point.
You look like you got goo in places you don't need goo.
Yeah. Well, luckily it washed off pretty good, and you know, once you cover your stuff in this black, cover yourself.
Cover
you. you roll around in the sand.
CYA, Greg.
To exfoliate your skin.
Uh huh.
And then you jump in the ocean and you wash it all off, and there's big black clouds of
goo
around you. Yeah.
Goo.
That scene from the trailer Grown Ups with Adam Sandler? And they're sitting in the kiddie pool, or sitting in the wave pool, and there's the blue dye all around them.
Yes.
That's what we looked like in the ocean, but it was black clouds. And
it looked more like you had pooped than you had peed.
Thank you, Bill. That was kind of how it looked. Each person had a cloud of black smoke,
poo goo.
Inky.
Yeah. Yeah, we had inked. But I must say that after the experience, my skin felt as smooth as a baby's butt.
Yeah, good. And then you go and see the dermatologist, and he carves you open.
That's probably what gave you the cancer. Duh. He goes, you know, Greg, I didn't. So rare, most people don't do this. But you didn't, by any chance, rub any crab poop all over yourself, did you? There's two ways you can get this: either from the sun or crab poop.
You know what? I forgot to mention that to him.
I usually don't even ask about the crab poop because.
Who would do that?
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of an idiot would you have to be?
What kind of grinning idiot?
So basically you're saying we were punked. and a Grenada.
Yeah, punked with cancer. That's a funny one.
Oh, boy.
Well, and when they're dead, we laugh so hard, man.
I got to say, though, it was a lot of fun. It was really one of the most unique surface interval things I've ever done after a dive, period. In our 13-year history of doing scuba radio, I've never done anything like that. And I would do it again.
Have you ever wondered why?
No, I would. I would do it again. It was a blast. It was really cool. And you know, they you know, these type of spa treatments.
Do you know what would make this?
They charge hundreds of dollars on cruise ships and at spas all around the world.
Yeah,
they have like seaweed and this black gunk rubbed all over you. And we you know, it's basically there's a little activity they offer after a dive at Lumba Dive in Kariakou.
Yeah. Now, how did it get on you again?
You rub it on yourself.
Yeah, you know, okay. Well, when you pay somebody else, they rub it on you.
Oh, that's what you're paying for is the rub down?
I would have to think that's a part of it.
Yeah. Well, we got a big burly guy named Otis ready to serve you.
You know, there's certain clubs down in Mexico you can pay to have various things rubbed on you.
Yes.
With a donkey.
Yeah, but hey, you know, as far as the surface interval, as a scuba diver, that is a unique activity, and it is something you should mark off.
It's like a rub-on wetsuit.
It is. It is. It really is.
Now,
it,
do you find yourself, now that you're back home, wanting to, like, give yourself an avocado facial and cucumbers on your eyes?
No, but I have wanted to stick my face in the litter box.
What a coincidence. I want to stick your face in the litter box, too.
Oh, I thank you. Oh, God.
Again, I'm just saying. I'm not a doctor, but...
Maybe something there.
Litter box. He goes, actually, Greg, there was three things. Sun exposure.
Crab poop.
And did you ever jam your face in the litter box?
Well, you know, if you can't get all the way to Kariakou... And you want to
just dunk your head in the cat box.
Oh, God.
Hold him.
What the hell's wrong with us?
Oh, I don't know. Hey, you know, hey, can I take just a second here?
Please.
I had a great visit today with Ed Daly from Daly's Dock and Dive Center in Port St. Joe, Florida. And now, at this point in time, I think we've all heard that this whole oil has ruined all the diving in all of Florida thing. It was just a bunch of nonsense.
It was a bunch of black goo.
It was indeed a bunch of black goo. But if you want to check out www.daly'sdock, and Daly is D-A-L-Y, daly'sdock.com, Ed said they never had to close down because of the oil directly. He actually had to close down for a weekend because British Petroleum hired all of his boat captains.
No, really.
I hired all the boat captains to go out and do some jobs for them. But there wasn't any oil anywhere near where they dive. So that's Port St. Joe. It's in the I was going to come up with a way of not saying the armpit since we were being nice to Ed.
Well, yeah, but you know, we've been talking about rubbing crab poo all over ourselves.
Yeah, his business card has a picture
our face in litter boxes.
Of a
come
mermaid
on.
With a spear gun. Which I really didn't think is how they did it, but
Tell you what, our mermaids are pretty hardcore. You know, Tony, she did some spearing down there in the Keys, Mermaid Tony,
yes.
Last week.
Oh, yeah.
And she's working the boat, she was working the boat down there in Tavernier this morning, I hear.
Tony... Having spent a week with her on a boat,
mm-hmm.
This is a woman who, assuming she can get near water, will never go hungry.
What do you mean? Oh, because she knows what she wants and she's going to get it kind of thing?
Absolutely. And she'll go out in the water and she'll hunt herself up some dinner.
She's like, I'm hungry.
Hungry?
Yep.
And the girl can eat.
Yeah, but I can still take
that
her out.
That girl can eat.
When it comes to catching lobster. We have an open,
open challenge.
Open challenge. And, you know, once I repair, you know, have some time to recover from my little surgery here. I got to stay out of the water for a couple weeks. I'm going down there, and I'm going to put her in her place. She knows
that
this.
Seems so likely to me.
What do you mean? I hear your comments are dripping with sarcasm, Bill. And that's what I'm really disappointed in that because you've seen me catch lobster.
Actually, I haven't seen you catch lobster. I've seen you harass lobster.
Oh, boy. Here we
go. I've seen you poke a crab with a flashlight.
CJ has seen me catch lobster. You know that I am the lobster slayer. You know I know how to catch the lobster. I was getting grief from him and Tony and the Turks and Caicos on the liveaboard. When we were in Grenada, I was working my lobster zen technique a little bit as well throughout our different dives. And, you know, I didn't have as much success as I did in the Turks and Caicos, I must admit. But we saw lots of lobsters.
I wanted to wait until we got off the air to tell you this, but you got a little bit of kitty litter in your beard.
Oh, God.
Might want to get that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Golly. Well, let's talk about this lobster trip, though, because I am going to go down there. And, CJ, I know you're jonesing to do some diving.
Yeah, so it's they're in season now?
Absolutely. Season is wide open.
Until open when, January?
It goes through March
okay.
in Florida. Florida spiny lobster season
mm-hmm.
Opened up the beginning of August, or I mean beginning of September. The beginning of September. Mini season last week of August.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, July. No, it opened up in August. It's been open for a little over a month now, yeah. So,
and I'll have to go renew my license then, first of all.
Yep. If you haven't already have one, yeah, I got a 5-year. I still got a couple years left on mine.
I think I got a 1.
Yeah, you should get a 5.
I did a 1.
It's a better
again,
deal. You save like $2.
Whoa.
Over 5 years.
Two whole dollars.
Yes. It's a bargain.
All right.
But yeah, we're going to go down there and do some diving and catch those lobsters. And you know, come on, Bill. Let's lay out all the facts on the table because you were giving me a lot of grief about this. You and Tony especially were giving me a lot of grief about this on the Turks and Caicos boat with the lobsters. Now you saw me coax them out up onto my hand and like. Really kind of become at one with the lobsters, didn't you? And that's hard to do.
It really started.
They get spooked.
It really started with you and the crabs, the channel crabs, sitting up on top of sponges, and we're on a night dive, and you start poking your flashlight at them, trying to make them grab your flashlight with their claws.
That's not what I was doing at all. Now, I was trying to position him for a photo to see if he would move around slightly for a different angle.
Yeah, it didn't work at all.
It didn't. That one wasn't phased. But then again, we had a crab in, we had a similar crab in Grenada.
Yes.
And he went on the attack. And this thing was freaking out. He was like ninja crab going after the cameras and actually even after the diver.
So there was a high level of crustacean frustration
anxiety.
In Grenada as well.
Well, it didn't even faze the guy in Turks and Caicos. They're much more laid back. It's more of a Caribbean laid back kind of thing where they're all that stress
this
in Grenada.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Truly lurks beneath the sea. What mystery awaits?
We belong to the sea, to the waves, you and me. Living in the ocean, so blue. We belong to the sea, open wild, we are free. A minute everlasting with you.
All right, so I mentioned our trip to Fiji earlier in the show. I have more details for you next week, more specifics. But on November 20th, the last day of DEMA, we are planning to fly to Fiji to Matava Resort. We didn't get to that resort last time, and that is the tentative plan. We'll have specifics for you next week, including a special deal for Scuba Radio listeners to join us. Okay, so make sure you're tuned in. To catch that information because it's quite a special that they're going to offer. And we'll have a couple mermaids on hand and maybe some music and a few other little goodies. And it'll be Thanksgiving week. Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Exactly. It'll be Thanksgiving. This whole holiday festive thing, and which, by the way, reminds me, I do think I got a whiff of Scuba Radio Drunken Santa there at the commercial break. So before the
better than getting a whiff of tank. Out.
Yeah,
talk about off gassing.
Oh,
hello.
So who knows? He might pop his ugly face in here before the end of the show. Other stuff in the news. I am going to the Galapagos next month.
Play with the turtles.
Turtles, hammerheads, whale sharks,
great white,
tortoises, sea lions. They got it all there in the Galapagos. And I'm going to be on the.
They don't have lemurs.
Humboldt Explorer, ExplorerVentures.com. You go there. But I got a little notice here, literally just before the show today, and I'm not sure if this is privileged information, but I'm going to share it anyway because they have some last minute. Openings for a special on the Humboldt Explorer, the brand new vessel that is sailing the Galapagos Islands from Explorer Ventures, and they are doing a 2-for-1 deal.
No way.
This is unheard of. Not only for just regular live aboard trips, but for the Galapagos Islands. Oh my God. This is actually, they even call it the crazy, insane special. Galapagos Islands on the Humboldt Explorer, 2 for the price of 1. On select dates, and it looks like December and January, they're not going to last. I got to tell you, the Galapagos are pretty much on every diver's bucket list after you have learned a little bit about what they offer. You know
right.
what I mean? If you've seen any of the video and specials on Discovery Channel, or you know, once you get into diving, it's kind of like the Mount Everest of scuba diving. And that's why I'm going, and the fact that they invited me. I can't wait. It's going to be an awesome deal. But 2-for-1 is an awesome opportunity if you want to take advantage of this. Like it's just select trips that they have open right now. But it's rare to even find a spot available on a trip to the Galapagos. It's that popular. But they do on the brand new Humboldt Explorer, brand new ship. I've heard just rave reviews about this new vessel. 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com and check on availability and take advantage of that 2-for-1 deal. Quite impressive indeed. 1-800-322-3577 for Explorer Ventures.
Now, are you flying to the Galapagos or are you sailing to the Galapagos from Ecuador?
From Orlando, where we're based out of, I am flying from Orlando to Miami, then Miami to Quito, Ecuador.
Right.
And then from there, we fly another flight, I guess, to the Galapagos or whatever port they're at. So there, I have another flight that
we
have to do.
So you're flying from the capital of Quito.
Yes.
To the port which you're sailing from in
right.
Ecuador.
Yeah.
And then you're sailing out to the Galapagos. Because, I mean, it's that's a couple of days, I would imagine, to get out there, right?
It's like I want to say it was like a 10 or 15 hour boat ride.
Yeah.
Something like that where you actually get out to the Galapagos Islands. But for me, I'll have 3 flights out there. And actually, when you get to Quito, they recommend you get there a couple days before and you do some of the land tour stuff. So I'll see, hopefully, I guess that's where the tortoises are, maybe. I don't know.
No, the tortoises are on the Galapagos.
Yeah, that's true. So I don't know but there's supposedly some pretty cool stuff in Quito.
Right.
To see.
I mean, Quito is an interesting city, and the surroundings of Quito are mountains.
Right.
It's the beginning of the Andes, I believe.
And they actually recommend that you fly in a couple days before because of the flight schedules can be a little tricky at times because of those conditions in the mountains and things. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to have 2 days before and then a day after.
And you'll get to cross the equator.
Maybe back and forth.
I think you probably can.
Several times. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history. Mel Fisher's Atocha.
You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atosha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
What is
it? Aw, oh, damn it. Security!
Oh, God, there he is. All right, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa has made his way into the studio. It's not Christmas yet, but someone told me he was wandering around. Oh, hey.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Where you want me?
That's fine. Just stay. That's far enough. Just right. Close enough, I should say.
Hey, this microphone right here.
Hey, quit.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's back up just a second. Scuba Radio Drunken
Santa. Is that me?
Yeah, that's you. Just chill, will you? He's our, once a year.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, it ends up happening more than that lately. But there's this bum out on the side of the street at the studio, and we feel a little guilty when we walk by him every Saturday.
I think you should be nice to the bums.
And we are. And we bring you in, and we let you share some Christmas joy, put you in a Christmas, a Santa outfit. You have a tendency to wear it year-round, though. I don't really get that. It's really,
it's very comfortable. Hello?
Yeah. It was red. It's more of a dingy kind of rust color now.
Oh, excuse me. I don't have a Scuba Radio t-shirt.
You want a Scuba Radio t-shirt, Sam?
Yes, I would like that.
Okay, we can make that happen. We can do this for you. I would do that.
I give and I give.
I haven't been in the studio at all lately. Have you been hanging around here lately? Have you been?
I go wherever the wind takes me.
Wind isn't blowing him very far, apparently.
I go wherever.
Out of his backside, I think.
I'm as free as a bird now.
Jeez. I'm sorry.
You don't like Skinner?
Yeah, I love Skinner, yes.
Communist.
No, I'm not. I'm a diver, man. I'm a scuba diver. And you should, too. Maybe get you off the sauce. That should be your New Year's
resolution.
I love
that, Jack Irons.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 187. With apologies to Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett.
Please refrain from calling biologists who are researching the preservation of coral reefs as reefers. They really hate that.
Nobody likes Jimmy Buffett except for frat boys and alcoholic chicks from the South.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And here in the studio, we have Nick Bird, the Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Nick?
Fantastic, Greg. How are you?
Well, it's complicated.
What's complicated?
Everything. Life, the world, dive safety.
Dive safety. Dive safety isn't complicated.
Sure it is. There's tons to think about.
Well, I guess there is always more to learn about everything, but I think the essentials in dive safety pretty much boil down to a few simple things.
Taking it back to basics, I like it. Think you can make it even easier by doing like a top 10 list?
I think we can. Let's do it.
All right, hit me!
All right, number one, be healthy. I think good health is a huge factor in safe diving. So general fitness and getting regular checkups and calling Dan or your doctor if you have any questions is really a key way to start.
All right, number two,
know your limits. This sounds so simple, but know your limits and stay within them. Try not to be pushed, bullied, and don't go beyond your comfort zone.
Number three,
continue your education. I think, as I said before, always expanding your horizons, increasing your knowledge, and keeping your skills sharp is really a key way to manage problems if and when they do arise.
Not to mention learning more diving skills is just plain fun. Number four?
And once you get those skills, don't let them fall off the cart. Keep them sharp. Keep practicing on a regular basis, and if it's been a while, don't be afraid to get a refresher course and sharpen up those skills and dust off the cobwebs.
Halfway there. Number five?
Take care of your gear, and your gear will take care of you. I think that says it all, but it's important to not only do that, have your gear serviced regularly and check it thoroughly before you get in the water.
Number six.
Plan your dive and dive your plan. It's a great idea to research and know the site that you'll be diving and plan accordingly. It's good to really make sure that if there's any special gear considerations that you need, you take care of them. If there are any special skills, you learn them. And it's great to have an emergency fallback plan in the event that something bad happens.
Lucky number seven.
I suppose coming from the Divers Alert Network, it's easy to say dive conservatively. Stick to both your plan and your limits. And start with your deepest dive first. Always make sure that you remember to monitor your air consumption rates, how much air you've got in your tank, and return to the boat with at least 300 to 500 PSI. Remember, too, to ascend slowly, and be sure to complete a safety stop with every dive. If you have any doubts about any element of your dive, don't do it.
We're coming down to the home stretch. Number eight.
Remember that you're a visitor. Respect the underwater environment and the critters who live there.
Number nine.
Be aware of your surroundings and how you're feeling and where you are in your dive. Be aware of everything going on with you and around you at all times.
And number 10.
Number 10. Remember that diving is supposed to be fun. If any part of it isn't working for you, just don't do it. If you have any doubts about your ability to complete a dive safely, don't do it. It's always okay to call a dive.
Dang, that was simple.
I told you. What would you like to tackle next? Politics? Religion?
How about deciding the world's best dive?
Now that is complicated.
Dive safety is a source of endless conversation. But if you go back to basics, you've got some good rules of thumb. So before things get complicated, take a minute to make sure you've got the simple safety stuff in place. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671. Diving with Greg the Dive Master. He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
That's our sister ship, the Athena. Went down with 88 souls just last week.
I wonder how that happened.
Hey, come on, Sharky!
Hey, you want a piece of this?
You call yourself the king of the jungle.
The wetsuit's coming. The wetsuit's coming. The wetsuit's coming.
But I'm not a fighter. I wear a black wetsuit and look 10 pounds lighter. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get ready for the first diving show in the world.
Scuba Radio.
The wetsuit's coming.
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 Scuba Radio.
Man, you know what? Scuba Radio Drunken Santa has not left. I thought maybe if we played a Dive Alert Network safety tip, he would kind of make his way out.
I tried luring him out with beer.
Who's got beer?
That's Jack Iron over there, by the way.
Iron is a drummer for Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
It was a brand of booze that they had in Carriacou, in Grenada. A coup.
Carry God bless coup. You.
All right, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa is hanging out here, unfortunately.
Greg?
What? Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, go ahead, ask me.
Other time when I come to this show,
yeah,
there's buxom ladies. Where's all the buxom ladies? Naked ladies.
Well, they were in Carriacou. We had four mermaids in Carriacou in Grenada. I noticed you were looking at some of the pictures there online at the website.
Oh, my God.
The mermaids.
God.
Yeah. But yeah, they're not here in the flesh.
Here's the thing.
What?
But they're coming, right? Any minute now.
We had a conversation with Tony. About
Mermaid
what,
Tony?
Yes, about what might happen. Because it's always a risk that Scuba Radio Drunken Santa might come into the studio.
Exactly. She hasn't had the privilege
in the event of a water landing, her chest suit could be used as a flotation device.
Did he just call it a chest suit?
I don't know what he called it.
Caribou. They're in Caribou.
No, Carriacou.
Well, we warned her that this might happen. Now, she hasn't in the past expressed that she would not be frightened
ladies
by...
Ladies love Santa.
I think that goes without
ladies
saying.
Ladies love the sled. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you mean your lap sitting in your lap?
The ladies love the sled and the suit.
They consider me creepy at times.
Greg,
can you only imagine what they think of Scuba Radio Drunken Santa?
All you have to do is give a lady presents. And what does Santa do? All the time.
You're a giver, is what you're saying.
I give.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
In fact, when I specifically talked about the risk with Tony the last time she was here,
yeah,
that Drunken Santa might come, her exact words were,
"Do you really think Coral Spawn Splooey would bother me?"
Yeah. Well, there you go. Maybe she could deal with it. I don't know.
Coral what?
Coral Spawn.
"Do you really think Coral Spawn Splooey would bother me?"
I'm guessing not. She didn't seem to. If she can put up with that, and she stuck her head in it, by
that's
the way.
That's disgusting. Is Splooey what I think it is?
It's a coral spawn. Like they just had a coral spawn down in the Keys.
Corals are sponges,
they're supposed
right?
To, because of the,
no, corals are corals.
Corals are sponges.
Sponges are sponges.
But when we were in the Turks and Caicos, we had a smoker. We had a barrel sponge that was smoking, which was spawning, and it looks like a cloud, like a chimney, spewing smoke out the top of this big barrel sponge.
Greg, I agree 100%.
Well, there you go. See, Mermaid Tony's backing me up.
Hello, is the caller there?
No, that was Mermaid Tony.
Hello, Tony.
Edit.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Tony.
What? Yeah, she's here. Yeah, she's here.
Tony.
She's right here. Mermaid Tony down in the Keys. She's talking to you.
Greg, I agree 100%.
Well, thank you.
Would you like to come sit on Santa's lap?
Sleep, dive. Eat, sleep, dive.
No, I don't think that's how it works.
It didn't seem like there's room in Tony's schedule to fit in yeah. Santa's lap.
She's too busy for you.
You don't seem to be communicating.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe she'll write you a little letter. You know, like
Greg, I agree 100%.
Well, okay.
See?
She's pretty easy going that way. So I'll talk to her.
Clearly,
about it,
she's intoxicated.
And you would be an expert at being able to point that aspect out.
Takes one to know one.
Well, okay.
CJ, if you can help us out, if you can maybe help
I can't get
drunken
near,
Santa.
I can't get near this microphone.
I understand that. But if you could maybe
get off
help
me.
Drunken.
This is a bunch of bull shark.
CJ, I think you can take
this
him.
This is a bunch of bull shark.
This is really
He doesn't
bad.
Really fill out the Santa suit.
The part
you know
I don't understand is why has Scuba Radio Drunken Santa been sitting on CJ's lap the whole time?
But he's surprisingly gentle. Bull shark.
Okay, that's enough.
Bye. Right,
CJ,
good.
Come out of there.
Hey, I want to stay. There's
no.
No, you guys, pretty soon, if I don't get out of here, I'm going to be Scuba Radio Sober Santa.
Yeah, okay, we can't,
can't have that.
You guys are a bunch of teetotalers.
Take this bottle of Jack Iron. It's on me. Good.
God bless you.
You're welcome.
God bless us, everyone.
Yes, I figured that.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I agree 100%.
Thank
Good.
You, Tony.
Goodbye in Radio
Bye.
Land.
Bye.
Goodbye,
Bye.
Radio Land.
Okay, Santa.
I love you, Radio Land. Merry Christmas and be good.
Okay.
Because I can see you all the time. I know when you've been naughty or nice.
Bye, Santa.
All right, bye.
Remember,
Nelly Kalikimaka.
All right. Remember, it's always better down where it's weather there, Santa. Jeez.
Hey, can you guys validate?
The parking's free, Santa. Out.
Oh, cool.
Really. Just grab your bottle and
Merry
go.
Merry Christmas.
He's not driving.
Wait, I can't drive.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't drive in this. I'm going to have to stay.
Yeah. No. No, you're fine.
Can I use your facilities?
Yes, please.
I need to use the facilities.
Okay. We'll see you.
God bless.
Yeah, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, our resident bum here at the Scuba Radio Studios.
CJ's going to smell funky for a week now.
Man, I'll tell you what.
A week.
I don't know what's up
with
that.
Burn the clothes, CJ.
Are you okay, man?
That's weird.
How did he end up on your lap, exactly?
I kind of blacked out there.
I'm hip,
what happened?
Man. That was borderline disturbing. Actually, it was no borderline. It was disturbing.
What the hell?
Wow. But nothing like a little Scuba Radio Drunken Santa to put you in the holiday mood when it's September.
And we step outside and it's 95 where we are.
All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Do you really think Coral Spawn's blue would bother you?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Scuba Radio.
We've got to
get down,
got
Congratulations out to one of our Scuba Radio mermaids. It's been a while since we've heard from Mermaid Nikki. She's been busy. She got engaged and married.
Engaged and married.
Within like the same week or something. Maybe she didn't get engaged. Maybe she just got married. I don't know. But she's married now. God bless her.
And, now, does this mean she has to grow legs?
I don't know what it means. But
or he has to learn how
to swim. Things I've always liked about Nikki is I've always thought of her as a consummated professional.
A consummated one, huh?
I'm assuming.
No, oh, okay. Well, yeah, a little Nikki mermaid.
Has nothing to
coming.
Do with
we'll
soup.
That's a consummate professional.
Sorry.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Completely different. Absolutely right, Steve.
Yes, but congratulations to Nikki and her newfound happiness. We do wish her the best here from the Scuba Radio family.
As yeah,
we
three married old men saying, good luck with that.
All right, wait, we're laughing a little too hard, guys.
That's show laughter, Greg.
We laugh because we can't cry.
It's because you have kitty litter in your eye. Can't close your eyes.
Brother.
He's got a scratched cornea. Boy, you get them kitty litter nuggets in your eyes. Look out.
Well, a couple little program notes. CJ, if we can make this happen, we got to go down and do some diving down in South Florida or the Keys or both.
Yeah.
This weekend they're doing a lionfish rodeo, a derby, where they're actually going and shooting lionfish.
Good.
Trying
they need to
clear
to get rid
out.
Of them down there,
yeah,
right?
They do. They're doing that this weekend. We'll get a report on how that went next week. And then I think it's the first weekend of October, they're doing another one of these Rec Racing League underwater scooter races down there at Captain Slate's place in Key Largo. So we've been invited to go down and participate in that adventure. Now, I'm having some scheduling issues, but I've been informed that if I can't make it personally to participate as a scuba radio scuba racer, that one of our many mermaids down in the Keys are willing to represent.
I will tell you, not many of our mermaids are streamlined enough to win a scooter race, I don't think.
Well, there's only
there's
one way
to
find
out. There's
going to be some drag. No, there's no drag. It's all good. They're nice and scaly. And that, all right, I'll just stop now. There's nothing else I can say. All right, but that'll do it. It was fun. Thanks for hanging around. Till next week, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter.
Of course it is.
You're down there, buddy. Watch how we are.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.